Yeah, we had a strong start, good finishing. With 2-0, we had a little cushion. And in the second half, we controlled the game. But we won against a good side who will give a game to everybody, you know. And I think at the end of the day, it was three difficult earned points, but three very important ones for us because we haven't won for a while. And it was very important to win away from home again.
It had been a while since you scored. It had been a while since you won. So really, it couldn't have gone much better for you. Petr Cech got his clean sheet with some excellent goalkeeping.
Yes, we were quite solid defensively, but we lost a bit of urgency for the second half. And I believe as well we lost that killer instinct to get the third goal, you know. And on top of that, Bournemouth is a team who is physically very strong, and from the first to the last minute, they're at the top level.
There's that modern sort of football expression, game management, and I thought you did it very well in the second half. They had a flurry at the beginning of the second half and they played better, but you always felt like you were in control, I think.
A little bit, but, you know, I'm a bit suspicious of these feelings because they change quickly. And if it had come back to 2-1, that crowd would have become so certainly very passionate and would have had much more problem to keep the result. But overall, it was a must-win game today for us, you know. And it's never easy to deal with that. And I think we have shown good maturity.
The weekend as a whole, Arsene, I'm not asking you really to comment on Leicester winning at Manchester City, but I am asking you to comment on how it affects you. If there was going to be a winner in that game, given you're playing Leicester next week, I guess you would rather it would be them.
Look, we still play Leicester, we still play City, you know, so it was a big game. And but Leicester has made a big impression in the last week because they beat Liverpool at home, they go to City, they beat City. So, and suddenly everybody looks at them differently and they become the favourite to win the Premier League. That means it's a big game for us at home and we want to stay in the race and, of course, we want to beat them.
It wouldn't be fair not to flag up Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain. He took his goal really well. And at times this season, he struggled a little bit for form. He struggled a little bit for playing time as well sometimes. So it's a really good day for him.
I'm happy for him because he works hard, he's focused to do well, you know, and in every game I have a selection problem because I have many good players, especially in the wide positions, but it's down to performances and down to my selections, and but he has an excellent mentality, he's very focused and he has learned his job and he has matured a lot, so I'm happy for him.